It's Monday, June 17th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 154. Matt Scott is joined by Jason Knott, Mark Corbin, and Abby Rosenthal, talking about Ring violating customer privacy through smart doorbells. Abby Rosenthal starts off talking about the importance of trust between company and consumer and the consequences when that trust is broken.
A company only has one chance at gaining the trust of their consumers. Once that trust is given up or that trust is broached, it's very hard to get back. You look at what happened with Target. It has taken them years to get over the fact that they had some credit cards stolen. And I think that companies really have to be sensitive to the fact that if they broach that trust with those consumers, there are huge ramifications. And so, you know, I'm always guiding my clients to err on the side of openness, to change their EULAs not to be legalese, to fill them out and present them in a very simple way so the consumer understands completely what they're signing off on. And, you know, to Jason's point, yeah, it takes another sign-off to get to the police or another sign-off to release it, but most consumers don't even realize that because they just check the box and they move on. And I think it's something that through education is happening right now in the industry. Data is the next great frontier that we have to deal with in privacy. Who owns it? Who keeps it? If you look at what goes on in the healthcare industry, it's all about, you know, nobody can talk to anybody, right? So the pendulum swings the other way. But I think companies have to look at their policies and procedures very carefully, because if they give up that trust with that consumer, let's face it, there's 100 other companies out there making doorbell cameras. Mm-hmm. You know, Amazon doesn't make the only one. Ring doesn't make the only one. There's something for the consumer to go if they feel more comfortable. And so they've got to make sure that they're making the consumers, you know, feel comfortable with their decision.
So let me ask all three of you this, and anyone can chime in. What is our responsibility as professionals within this residential home technology base? What is our responsibility in selling these, advising our clients on these products?
Education. In my opinion, it's education. It's helping your consumer understand, your customer understand what they're signing off on and what the ramifications of it are.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, education's huge. And I think a lot of the things is, you know, we're all thinking about doorbell as, you know, the Ring doorbell, but I'm sure this includes all the Nest cams that are set up within when homes. And I mean, that education is probably not even out there, to be honest. So, yeah, that's huge.
Very
good. And remember, as high-end integrators, we're the consultant to the installation, right? We're the consultant, we're the expert. And so it's our responsibility to make sure that our customers feel comfortable with their decisions.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.